Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
How are you? You good? You well? Fun show tonight. Abby has been really... I'll set the tone here. I'll do it. Abby has been working really hard, long hours with the Masked Singer. So, bit delirious. And tonight, it has been hilarious.
I think we should make me not sleep before each show.
Yeah.
Because it was really fun.
There's a few parts tonight, I think, that... I don't know.
The funniest gear we've had.
Funniest gear without a agree. And I would say that the Daily Mail might hear a couple of things and go, oh, do some research.
And also, the part where I'm talking about someone, it isn't who you think it is, everyone.
Well, why
I'm leaving it with that.
That.
I'm leaving it at that.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. All right. Let's get into the show. And we have actually some of our funniest gear.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So, Rowan, I have been thinking a lot about a certain issue that I have.
Yep.
It affects my self-esteem.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
And the issue is this.
What is it?
I feel that no one has ever had a crush on me.
That would be the world's biggest lie. There would be...
Let me explain.
Heaps of dudes.
No. Let me explain.
With a crush on the Chatfield.
No. Let me explain. There have been people who have... want to date me, had feelings for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's not a crush. There have been people who have, like, wanted to go home with me.
Yep.
And I want to go home with them. That isn't a crush.
Okay, yeah.
I'm saying having a long form, like, oh, I see this person at work. Mm. Like whenever she's, like, I guess for me, like, on set or whatever. Like, oh, I have a crush on her. Like, I have a little thing for her.
Yeah.
Not that they act upon it. Just like they have a little, like, admiring crush. And I was talking to someone about this and my friend said, the issue is crushes are born out of mystery because you can romanticize what the person is actually like. If you know everything about someone and you know like what their personality is, what they like, what they don't like, how they would respond to situations, then you don't have that space for romanticizing.
That is a great description.
Right?
You've broken it down well. Yep.
So,
you have. Yep.
So... That's why no one's ever had a crush on you, because you're very out there and you're not mysterious.
I actually know of one girl at least that has had a crush on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I do as well.
Oh, well, two. Okay, well, there's two then.
Yeah,
sweet.
There's two.
Unbelievable.
But also, before anyone DMs you saying, I have a crush on you.
No, you don't.
Being a fan of me isn't having a crush on me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but like... They're different emotions. Like, being a fan of me is not the same.
Okay.
Being a fan and having sexual feelings towards me isn't... A crush is, like, a little, like, innocent, like, tension that exists that floats in the air. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. I've been thinking, I think I need to be more mysterious.
Right.
And I think that I need to practice this because, obviously, I can't be mysterious in my work because I have to have my entire life out there. I do talk a lot, like, on air, on podcasts, on TV, on my Instagram stories.
Yep.
But I'm thinking, because now I'm kind of done with all my big bit of work, I'm going back to, like, parties and stuff. I'll be at parties.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't want anything to come of this. I just want people to have a crush on me.
Oh, right.
Right?
So you want to be more desirable.
More desirable and more crush-worthy. I want to be the crush...
Crush queen.
The crusher.
You want to get crushed. Sorry.
I want to get crushed. And I want people to think like, oh, who is that girl? So I reckon we do a practice.
Oh, okay. So you want me to, do you want me to get some like.
Should I do what I normally do first and then we'll assess it? And then we'll see if I should go more mysterious?
Yeah, we can do.
Let's do that.
Hang on. Let me just What do you want me to...
Get some background music of some sort. Be jazzy.
Oh, you want like some ambiance type.
Some ambiance so everyone feels like they're... Okay, so everyone, picture this. We're at a party on a rooftop somewhere. I know 4 people there out of 20.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, so I'm going to...
I'm doing normal what I normally would do.
Okay, so I'm like, hey, how are you?
Oh my God, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Abby.
I'm Rowan. What's up?
Oh
you good?
God. Yeah.
You having fun?
Yeah, having a great time. Are you?
Yeah, it's great rooftop, awesome vibe.
So fun.
Fun people here too. Have you met anyone fun?
Yeah, totally. Libby over there has a really, really cute, yeah, has a great greyhound. He's just so cute. Oh, so what do you do for work?
I'm on the radio.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio.
Oh my God.
What
I
network?
Think I'm on the Hit Network.
I've never seen you at work.
Oh my God.
Okay, so that's how I normally would go.
Oh, I see.
Okay, it's very friend vibes.
I see. Okay, right. So now you want
to
be more
serious. You know what? Despite how hot I am, people still don't have a crush on me. So I've got to have an addition.
The way you're talking, it probably sounds like it's your fault that there's no crush.
It is. So that's why I've got to work on it. So now you're mysterious.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. All right. So I will approach. Hey, how are you?
Oh, hey.
I'm Rowan.
Oh, hi. I'm Abby.
Hello, Abby.
Good to meet you.
Good, great. Having fun?
I mean, yeah, like I'm having a good time. Yeah.
Do you want a drink? I might get another drink.
Oh, I mean, I'm okay. I'm not going to drink today. But like, thank you so much. That's so nice.
Do you know anyone here?
Yeah, like I know Libby with the greyhound.
Do you? Because it feels like you're a bit awkward, and it feels like you've just crashed the party.
No. What do you mean awkward? That's quite rude.
It feels like you. I don't know, you're a bit standoffish, and quite frankly, I think you're a bit of a bitch.
So you wouldn't say mysterious?
No. See,
give me.
We might do that again because it just you kind of looked at me like, who do you think you are?
Oh, was it? I don't know what to do.
I reckon polite, but just.
Huh?
No. No. Okay.
Okay. Go again.
We'll do it again.
One more time.
Okay. Going for a mysterious vibe. Oh, wow, it's a great party. Oh, hey, how are you? I'm Rowan. What's up?
Hey, I'm Abby.
What's going on? Hey, who do you know here?
Not much. I know Libby, and I also know Josh.
Yep.
Yeah, who do you know?
Josh is actually my best friend from karate class in grade 2.
Oh, cool. How was karate class?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I win because you, I would say first pointer.
That was karate class. Because the issue is I'm usually a good conversationalist, but I'm focusing too hard on being mysterious. I think we should get...
One
we
more?
Should do, okay, another go. Okay. What's my issue?
I think you need to be prepared for there to be space. I don't think you're letting any room.
Yeah, because I always panic that I have to be the one to make a conversation.
I think you could just look at me.
Okay.
Don't stare, because that's okay. That's a bit weird.
Okay.
But I think maybe, I think because then you went, so how do you know them? Like, don't ask me that, because that's how you found out Josh was from karate class. And then, and then I know you would go, karate class? I know you.
Oh my God, show me.
I would be, you'd be like, kick me in the head. Yeah. Like, I know how you would go.
No, I try and kick them. I do a high kick.
I know karate. You kick him in the knee. All right. Oh. Be a sec, Josh. Just get out of beer, mate. No. Oh, hey. How are you? What's going on?
Hey, how are you? Yeah.
I don't think I saw it. Have you been there the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. Yeah. I'm having fun.
You're having fun? Are you?
Yeah, are you?
What are you laughing at?
Sorry, I'm just nervous.
No, that's okay. I've been here
nervous.
Like, what are you sorry for? Stop covering your face with your hands.
I'm just scared.
Scared? Do I scare you?
Maybe.
Do I make you nervous?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I'm just a little bit nervous.
Okay. but why? Do you not know anyone here?
No, I know Libby with the greyhound, and I know.
Okay, Josh. Now we're back to the start.
Oh, I think we should. I really think we should get some tips from our listeners, and then we should check in again next week. Because I think.
I think the first problem we have was, I think you were so entertained.
What do you mean?
I think this was entertaining. I think the whole gag was, I need to be more mysterious. And you're just chucking out different, like, I don't know, feelings. And because it's uncomfortable, you're laughing.
You know what? You go.
Okay.
I'm going.
Okay, I'll go.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
How you going?
Good. Good.
That's good.
Yeah, good.
Having fun?
Have you got the drinks? Sorry, that was rude. I'm just thirsty.
Okay, you're being a bit of an asshole. Who are you? Who invited you?
I know Josh. We used to do karate, and I'll kick you in the face if you...
Oh, get a grip, mate.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Babes.
Yeah?
Something's happened.
There's a bit going on.
I finally reached, I would say, celebrity status.
Finally.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the things that I've done have been pretty exciting. You know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, win.
You
receiving
won it.
Receiving a text just then, very loudly.
I didn't hear it, so.
Well, that's embarrassing. Yeah, but not that embarrassing because I'm a celebrity, so I can do what I want. You know, Bachelor, hosting Love Island After Party, Masked Singer, the list goes on and on. But this is really taking the cake. So, and it is a warning as well.
Okay.
I got a DM from a lovely follower and listener.
Yeah.
Who said the following. Hi, Abby. I don't know if you will see this, but I'm worried something's a scam. Ha ha. You commented on an R&B Friday post from 2017.
You did.
About a competition and said to see your latest post on Facebook.
Oh.
Your latest post is going back from about 2015 posts and finding winners. I've never won anything, so I don't know if this is normal. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay.
Could you please tell me it's a scam? I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, I would
screenshot,
say so.
And first of all, I thought, maybe it's like I have actually commented something in 2017 as a joke or so. Like, you know how you think, like, oh, maybe, yeah. Who knows what I did 5 years ago. Then I got a screenshot. And there is a fake Abby Chatfield on the loose. And
on the loose.
This fake Abby Chatfield is very into the Hit Network.
Oh, really?
The banner, Hit Network.
Yep.
Latest post, Hit Network.
Hit Network is what we're on, by the way. We're on the Hit Network.
We're on the Hit Network. So radio station. I'm obsessed with this job. My profile photo, me on air.
You on air.
All I care about is radio. And I do love it, but I would say I do my Facebook profile. My real one isn't really, sorry, Dave Cameron, but it is not work-based.
Sorry,
Big
Dave.
Boss Dave Cameron. But it is just, it is a PSA because people, I don't know if they're actually commenting, I don't know if it's fake people commenting, but they're basically scamming people. There's a weird little link in the intro, in the little bio.
The bio.
Don't click it. Immediately claim your prize here now.
Immediately.
Guys, I'm a philanthropic person, but not that philanthropic. Don't say it.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You always say, who's Phil?
And why are they fan topic?
It's just a bad joke. Anyway. It's a bad joke. Anyway, so it says, win, win, win. Congratulations to the people we have chosen. Who's we?
We didn't choose them.
The real Abby and the fake Abby. Thank you for following us and supporting us all this time. We are really happy we collaborated with our sponsors to do a random search.
Our sponsors?
From 2015 to 2022. So for the past 7 years, I've been doing this project. Since I was 20 years old, I've been doing this. And we chose 100 people to get a special lucky prize of $1,000. Now, obviously, this is a scam. It's a scam.
Yep.
And there are comments that I'm not sure if they're from real people.
Okay.
Or if they're from bots. I think most of them are from bots.
I would say bots.
But I'm worried like one or two was a real person. You know what I mean? Because I've seen the bots and thought, wow, this is legitimate.
Yeah.
So one of the comments is from someone who is following
bot.
The page.
A bot.
You're really kind, Abby. Wow. Thank you for the cash prize you gave. This prize is very amazing. Thank you so much. God bless you, Abby. And then I reply, fake me replies. And there's a screenshot of a transfer. I reply, apparently, congratulations, Mark. Thank you for your participation. Hopefully this prize can be useful to you, as $1,000 isn't useful to anyone. Once again, I congratulate you as one of the chosen ones and win a special prize at this event.
Event?
Event? What event was it? Was I paid for an appearance fee? There's also one really funny comment that I made. It's quite hilarious and very me. Now tell me they haven't perfected
I can
the
see
way
it.
That I speak.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, we can only process the prize if you are the winner who has completed registration first. We cannot send this prize without a registration process because it is a condition that must be met. Thank you so much. Hashtag, let's go.
So just so everyone knows, this is all fake.
It's all fake.
Abby's not going to personally come to you and say, hey, you've won money. It's never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. I was about to say unless, and there's no unless. So
no unless.
Never happening. I only have one Facebook profile, and it isn't that work heavy, unfortunately.
Yep.
And also a lot of Marco photos. Bit depressing.
Bit depressing.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
We're not sending you cash unless Max calls you.
Yeah. Honestly. And... No, next I'll be saying it's Max. Hi, it's Max.
Oh, Max will be the fake profile. Yeah. Chattergreen's next.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergreen's.
Chattergreen's, baby, we're doing it.
Chattergreen's, we love it. Here is what happens.
Yep.
There are three categories. The first category is the category. It is my category. It can be whatever I want.
Yep.
It could literally be what I had for lunch today. If you don't like that, don't bother DMing us at Hot Nights with Abby.
Yeah.
And telling us you want to play because
no thanks.
You have to abide by the rules.
Yeah.
The second category is the contestants' category. It has to be within reason, and that's end of.
Could I ask really quick if they DM saying I want to play and don't give us the category, is that being mysterious? Wow.
I'm a little bit intrigued. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I think it is.
Okay. Well, just please just send it anyway, guys. It's a bit too much.
The third category is the producers / mystery category. It could be anything.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Playing for a $200 Excite online voucher. Sorry? Oh, hang on. No. My head's in the gutter. If you haven't heard of Wild Secrets, because they've been Australia's best kept secret for 30 years. Biggest range, best prices. Wildsecrets.com.au.
Go on your Wild Secrets. All right,
that's a good one.
Names as buzzers, best of three. Hi, Kayla. Are you ready to go down?
I am ready. I'm hoping you'll be absolutely humbled, but we'll see.
Fingers crossed, Kayla. That won't happen. Ha ha ha.
Here we go. Ready for the first category?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Obviously.
Abby's category is capital cities.
All right, great.
What is the capital of Egypt?
Abby. Cairo.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I was absolutely
correct.
Happy to get that one.
We're still being mysterious.
Oh, right. Sorry. I should have let Kayla do it to be more mysterious.
All right, here we go. Now it's okay, Kayla, because now it's your category.
Yes.
Here we go. Your category is the Twilight franchise. How are you with Twilight, Abby?
I watched it all twice in the Bachelor Mansion.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
But I haven't watched it since. And also, I forget things quite easily.
Okay. You do actually. That's fair, Kayla. You might be a chance here.
Yep.
All right.
Remember to be quick. All right. Remember to be quick. Here comes the question. Name the town in Washington that Twilight is... Oh, I don't know. Oh, was that even below? Bugger. What was it?
Forks? Wrong?
Was it Forks?
I don't know. Was it Forks?
Was it Forks? You sure?
I don't know, dude.
Sorry, Kayla.
Not mysterious, but a winner.
Oh, that hurt.
I'm sorry, Kayla.
Did you say that's hot?
That hurt.
Oh, that hurt. I was going to say, that's not
it
hot.
It is
though.
Hot, though, to not be mysterious.
Yeah, see, if you were mysterious, you would have just gone, I don't know. You kind of did that at the end.
That's tragic.
Sorry, Kayla. If you want to play Chattergreen's, though, add Hot Nights with Abby, DM us. Your category, please. Please DM your category. I want you someone to beat Abby because she hasn't been beaten in a while. Playing for the $200 Excite online vouchers. Please, at Hot Nights with Abby. Let us know. We'll see if we can get one over her. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Oh, people are mad.
People aren't happy. Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
More chat.
Sorry, I couldn't reach my pieces of paper, so I was like, what arm
out. You should have seen the panic in the eyes.
God, the panic. People are dragging Kylie Jenner because she used her private jet.
Mm.
And I put an Instagram with the caption, "We'll take mine or yours," to fly a 45-minute drive.
Wicked.
So it would take you more than 45 minutes to get into work on the bus, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like, okay, people are obviously outraged about this because climate change. I mean, there's no need to take a jet for a 45-minute drive. Climate change is so evident right now. Now, we acknowledge this.
Yep.
But I want to talk about something different. Not than this, but then the climate change aspect. I agree. That's the main issue, is the climate change aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, isn't it less convenient to get a plane than it is to just drive 45 minutes?
Well, here's the vibe, I think. Here's what I reckon. I reckon that's a very private airport.
Yes.
And I reckon they live close to it. And I reckon when you have a private jet like that, it's on site. It is instant. It is not like we have to go to the terminals. We have to wait. We get on. They do their things. They leave. I imagine Kylie could go, fire it up. I'm on the way. They'll go, cool. And they'd be like super rich, super celebrities, super rich people that would have like contracts with these airports and the airlines and the pilots and everything, that they are literally, people are on call. So they go, hey, I'm coming, fire up, I'm on the way, boom. Might take you 10 minutes to get to the airport, jump in, boom.
Okay, I reckon, well, you're incredibly wrong, because she lives in Calabasas, doesn't she?
Is there no airport in Calabasas?
No, they drove 25 minutes out to the airport to then fly 17 minutes, so which is 38 minutes or something.
Interesting. I don't know. I'd still fly. I think I'd still fly. But also,
it's less convenient.
What? Well, I don't think she has a convenient life. Like, I don't think.
But you before were like, yes, convenience. Like, yes. Her flying on a private jet wouldn't be fun for her anymore.
No. Of course not. Her flying on a private jet would not be like us flying on a private jet. No, of course not. What I'm saying is, maybe she gets followed all the time down the highway and she's like, I'll just take the jet. Leave me alone. Or maybe she's hiding something. Maybe she's got someone with her. Maybe something's happening. Maybe she's, you know, trying to avoid people for some certain reason. There's things like that as well.
You know, when I was an I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, no. You can't be
comparing. They were scared of paparazzi seeing us, and all they did, all you've got to do is pin a black sheet to the window. That's all you've got to do. That's all you've got to do. Isn't that hard? She's actually wasted time. Like, it was a 17-minute flight.
Wow. It's wicked, though.
Is it wicked? Or is it really dicky?
Oh, it's dicky. It's so dicky.
It's so dicky. But it's not convenient. Because this afternoon, you and Max, sorry to out you both. But you're Max, like, oh my God, convenient queen. It's not convenient. It's like, no. You said convenience.
Don't point at me like that.
It's not convenient. It's actually added, it's probably the same amount of time from start to finish. Because once she lands, she then has to leave and then drive to her actual destination.
Yeah, mate.
Would you fly from, sorry, this is very Sydney, but from Bondi to Dulwich Hill? No, you would never, if it meant driving to Vaucluse, sorry, I'm so sorry, this is so Sydney, but if it meant driving up north 17 minutes,
uh-huh,
the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And then.
I know people in Sydney that have got on seaplanes from the middle and got up to Avalon, which is like an hour drive. Yes, I would.
Seaplane is different to jet.
No, it's flying.
No.
It's flying, mate.
No. Seaplane is a novelty that you do for someone's birthday or something.
Yeah, so is a private jet.
No,
private jet private is also jet. A novelty you do
not for her.
Birthday.
Not for her.
And not for these people that I've seen on the seaplanes. The same vibe.
The seaplane's different.
No, it's still flying, mate. It's still the same.
The seaplane is a novelty and doesn't take all the fuel that a jet does.
What if it was a big seaplane?
I don't think there are big seaplanes.
There are big seaplanes.
How would they float?
Probably bigger float bits.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Car chat and specifically.
Speeding chat.
Speeding chat.
So everyone, I'm high and mighty about a lot of things. And one of them is the fact that I don't speed.
Yeah, you're a good
now,
driver.
Now, I have never gotten a speeding ticket. I have never, you know, I don't think I've ever sped. No, I wouldn't have. Because I'm always 2Ks under.
Okay, right.
And people say, that's more dangerous. No, it's not.
2Ks under isn't more dangerous.
58 in a 60 zone is actually perfect.
30 in a 60 zone.
You know why? You know why? Because if I need to overtake someone, I'm only ever reaching 60. You know what I mean?
That's a lot. You need a lot of road then.
If I'm overtaking someone, no, I think I got a 60. If I'm in a 60 zone. Anyway, speeding is bad. And also, if you speed, if we're on a date and you speed, I will say, please pull over and I'll roll out of the car.
Roll?
Because ick. Yeah, because.
Big dinner.
Dramatic effect. Dramatic effect. No.
Stop, drop, and roll out.
Yeah, stop, drop, and roll because. You've actually gone too far this time. It's an emergency situation.
Really?
And I'm actually not dealing with someone who's speeding. It's actually really embarrassing for you.
What if you had like someone who made like seven figures and they were going 3Ks over the limit? Would you still give them the stop, drop and roll out the Lambo? No, I don't reckon you would.
I don't really care about what they make. What about someone who like was kind of rude to me and was kind of famous?
There we go,
that's
baby.
My type. Someone who has pedestrian articles written about them.
Hang on.
But also, but has pedestrian articles written about them where it's like, but also replies to me very slowly.
Yes, your dream.
And I know you're thinking of one person. It's actually like five or six people I can think of that over the years I've had this interaction with.
Oh my God, daily
and I'm like, oh
lips.
My God, give me attention. So that time, it's at that time. And that time, we spoke at this on air, the time that person, I had developed a crush on that person.
Oh, my gosh.
Have we spoken about this?
Maybe.
I think, I'm sorry about the speeding break, but I have to tell the story.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Max. This is, I don't know. I didn't mean this to happen.
So I was on a photo shoot once. And this person who, you know who it is, this person, I mean.
Oh, yes.
They aren't conventionally the hottest person in the world.
I'd say they're not attractive.
Okay, they're going to be nice tonight.
And I would love to say, because I know what they said to you that made you go, oh my God, that's hot.
Okay. Well, so we were all at this photo shoot and it was all, you know, very, very fun. He had no idea who I was. So first things first,
mysterious.
Big tick, mysterious. Had no idea who I was. And I was like, oh yeah, like, hey, Abby. This is like recent as well, because this was like 3 years ago. I was like, okay. And then, you know, we're all shooting and he's like, oh, like, what do you do? And I was like, I have a podcast. And he was like, he's like, great. Just what the world needs. Another podcast about politics and reality star.
Now, here's what I would have said to that. Oh, okay, bro. What Abby went was, oh my God, vibes. Oh my God, I want to really.
So
I think you and I should go over there for
it
a second.
It was so hot. So at the start of the photo shoot, I was like, who's this dick? Like, I was like, who? And then we spoke and he gave me a very, he negged me.
Oh, you fell for the negging.
And I was like, So if he was driving and he started speeding.
So let's say that.
And he is mildly, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, he's in media. And because people are in media, I'm like, oh, they have a personality. So I'm like, you're mean to me and you're in media. So I would resist the stop, drop and roll.
That's what I'm checking.
Hot Nights Podcast.
We took a bit of a handbrake before and completely changed the break. So now we're going to actually talk about.
Sorry, everyone. It was just
speeding fines. Not Abby getting hit on at a photo shoot by someone you probably know.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't hit on. He didn't want a bar of me. In fact, I don't think he even follows me on Instagram. If you want to hear what happened, go to the podcast because I told a story that we've actually not. I haven't made public because I don't want the person to know that I have a crush on them because they would. First of all, they'd say, "Who's that?" First of all,
yep.
That's so hot. Anyway.
So, continue with the break we're actually going to do.
Okay, so the South Australia Police Force.
Don't start this again, mate. Come on.
The South Australia Police have done a TikTok video where they've said the reasons why people have been speeding, the reasons that people have been given.
I'm off the cops doing TikToks, by the way.
So am I.
You're not
relatable. You're not relatable.
Just be the cops. It's giving like a friend. It's giving friend.
No.
Mum. You're like, oh, my mum's my best friend. No. There's parent-child relationships. You're a cop. Stop doing memes.
Stop doing because like here's my question. Actually, sorry.
No.
Derailing again. No. My question is this about the cops doing TikToks.
That's my fault. Sorry, man.
No. Okay, I understand like when there's a social media campaign that needs to be put out about like every K-over is a killer. Like whatever, I get that. But why are they doing like dances? Like you aren't trying to advertise. You're not like raising money from doing SponCon. Like why do you want more followers?
Yeah, the cops are doing
SponCon. It's only for followers.
Cop SponCon.
And every time they get roasted in the comments, everyone's like, no. Everyone's like, not good. Like, you're cops. Like,
just arrest me.
Stop doing TikToks. There are things that are happening.
Yeah.
Like, there have been times I've called the cops to help them with very serious things. And they've not really done much.
No wonder they're late.
They're renegade.
My money don't wiggle.
It falls. Get a grip. Anyway, but
they've done a TikTok.
They've done one. I'm hoping it was a paid actor. It wasn't an actual cop. Jesus.
That's also a fantastic question. We should launch an investigation into the police. Regarding the TikToks. Not
ITAC
their elegant
now.
ITAC?
ITAC. Okay. The point of this break, we've been trying for 15 minutes. The point of this break. Also, we laughed all throughout the song. Side note, everyone.
My face hurts.
Okay. So, here are reasons. Back to they've done a TikTok, basically. And here are the reasons people have given the cops as to why they were speeding. I also don't believe these. I think they've made them up for a TikTok.
For a bit of gear.
Yep. I was just trying to get there quickly before I forget where I'm going. That's a lie. No one's ever said that in their life. I was just seeing if your radar is accurate. It appears it is. Another lie.
No one said that before.
Unless someone thinks they're like the main character. Like they think they're like the Joker, you know?
What's another one?
Sorry, I was burping. The wind was pushing my car faster.
Oh, well. Maybe I could see someone saying that as a bit of a joke. Knowing they were going too fast.
And bit of banter. And it'll be in this.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, the wind was pushing me car faster. But don't include it in a TikTok. Because actually, cops, I'm concerned if you don't understand that that's what we call facetious. Bit concerned. And then I thought speeding was going really fast. I'm only 20 Ks over. And everyone, reminder, every K over is a killer.
You know, my uncle once got pulled over for speeding and he said, oh no, sorry officer, I needed to. And they said, no you didn't, why? And he said, there was this plover, you know those birds with the this plover dive bombed my car and I tried to get away from it. And he said, step out of the vehicle sir, breathe into this.
So that would have been funny, a bird was chasing me.
Yeah, because that actually happened.
Okay cops, here's
Uncle
the thing
Donald.
First and foremost, get a new social media department, and second of all, fire the social media department because it's not needed. See ya.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
You might remember if you listened to the podcast, you heard the show live, that I had an issue with the fact that my couch didn't fit up the stairs.
Yes.
Which is, all right, I get it. Didn't fit up the stairs. So they called me to go, hey, gonna get you a new date. Get the couch over the balcony.
Because the issue was they were ropeless while you were ropeable.
Exactly. You couldn't have said it better myself. That may be the funniest thing you ever said on the show, joke-wise.
Do you reckon?
20 minutes ago, you're also pretty funny.
Yeah.
So they called me and said, hey, let's do Tuesday or Thursday. And I said, look, can I only do after 5? Anyway, long story short, they said, I'll try Tuesday. I said, cool. Sunday night, they message me and go, we will be there in between 2:30 and 5:30. And I was like, guys, I said, I will not be there after 4. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave them And if they turn up late, it's going to be their fault. And I'm going to laugh at the phone. Like, I told you. Told you.
Told you.
So then I went, cool. Anyway, out about getting getting some stuff. I was at the gym. They call me at 1:30. Hey, man. I said, hey, what's going on? I got your couch. Be there in 10 minutes. I say, guys, you are now an hour early. I didn't think you would be early, but I also didn't think you'd be an hour early.
See, when I've gotten furniture delivered, I've gotten a text saying we are 7 minutes away.
Yeah, that's what he did effectively. He called me saying we're 10 minutes away, which is nice.
That's good.
But they said in between 2:30 and 5:30, and then he called me at 1:30 being like, I'm going
to
be there.
You're being a bit precious.
So you expect me to have the whole day twiddling my thumbs going, I'll wait for these blokes in the truck to bring me my couch.
Yes, because they obviously were in your area and thought, well, this guy's had a big sook about not being home in the afternoon.
No. I've got more information.
Okay.
He said, you were job 7, but we pushed you a bit later because we were running so quick. I said, great. He said, but you are now the last job and we're ready.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm the customer and I've paid, but I need to work around you because you're going too fast.
Yes, but what were you doing, Rowan?
I was at the gym working on my fitness.
You are getting very fit and very toned. But I'm just wondering if, like, I understand the anger, but isn't it better than coming an hour?
Look,
right? It was only half an hour.
Yeah, and by the time they got it all ready, you know what? It was 2:30 and they were bringing it over the balcony. Unbelievable. So happy.
So you've...
I've got the couch.
I'm sorry. How is it?
It is pretty nice. I'll give you more of an update soon. I think once I've had a lie on it, I might try and fall asleep on it.
Okay.
I said lie, I didn't say lay.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy voice.
Oh. So there's been a very hot heat wave in the United Kingdom.
Very united, very hot.
So United Kingdom.
I was close going to say that just then.
I got something. And sex experts have been warning couples to avoid. Sorry, guys, I was so naughty. I forgot what I was saying. Oh. I decided to be naughty and get the headline wrong.
Don't do that again.
Oh, sorry. So, sex experts have been warning couples that they should avoid one position during the hot. Hot.
A position.
Heat wave. A certain naughty sex position.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What's the position?
A sex expert at Uber Kinky has recommended that lovers avoid positions where body friction is on the cards. Isn't that all positions?
That's all positions.
Or am I lazy? Am I not a good root room? Because I...
Well, it's kind of like, I think you, well, there's a lot of movement going on outside the studio. I think they're trying to demonstrate to you how to do it. You can't, well, a cowboy,
cowgirl,
missionary.
Doggy, that's all of them.
All of them. No, doggy, you can just hold on. That's a bit grim. Actually, that's against
doggy,
the code.
Doggy.
Whoa.
Scissors.
Don't do that one.
There's a few, I feel like all sex positions.
You'll just have to be hands off. I'm imagining, it's against the radio. I can't describe it. Not allowed. It's against the rules. Saying you wouldn't be lying on each other.
I think what they're saying is you should really be doing oral.
Yeah.
But not 69 because you're physically, and they also said other positions, but they said oral is okay and you can add an ice cube into your mouth to cool the other person down.
Wicked.
I've had that happen before to me, but as a surprise.
Same.
Surprise.
No, I don't know about the surprise. Were you like, oh.
I was like, oh, Jesus. Then it melted. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? I was about to say his full name just then for some reason. Oh. My brain said, say it.
you
be naughty. It's naughty after 40.
You have been naughty tonight.
Say it. Not going to. But, look, here's the thing. I know it's really hot in the UK.
It is hot.
But how good is a summer route when, like being from Queensland, when you're in a share house,
Oh, yeah.
In an old Queenslander, and there's no aircon, there's just one window that's slid open that can't fully open, and sweat is dripping on your face off someone's necklace.
That's very descriptive. The necklace.
Yeah. I'm thinking of one person in particular. Miss you. Hope you and your wife are good.
No.
He was my first boyfriend.
Okay.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. We finished up. We done for tonight. But hey, there is always tomorrow and there is always another show. Yes.
So long, farewell. I'll be the same. Adieu. To you and you and you.
Right, so Thursday we're going to do, we're doing the hot line. Yeah, we're doing the hot line.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Any advice on anything?
Anything you want within reason.
Within reason. No, well, have a think about it. 13, 10, 60 tomorrow. Bye, guys. Stay safe. Have fun.
Love you.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Got it!